We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's summer. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be. And 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Brian Rascona, those two gentlemen on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337. 6666. That'll be the number for the marathon 20-minute schmoes. Right up until 6:50 and some basketball. Right here on your fan, New York City.
Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering...
Portal steps up one-on-one down the right sideline, and the pass is incomplete, intended for Moncrief and Eli Apple again with a good defensive play.
You know, it gives some of these guys that are on the roster for a reason an opportunity to go out and show what they can do. We can find some players that are going to be part of the answers as we move forward this season and beyond.
You heard of a fire sale. This is a sale on fire.
Second and 10. They run a little pass, and it's intercepted by Damon Snacks Harrison. They try to shovel pass that went off the shoulder of Kelsey, and Snacks will get credited for a pick.
It was never a question about effort, to be honest with you. It was just horrible technique or just really, really bad execution.
Fire sales. It's so hot outside. Our prices inside are on fire.
I think Eli will be our quarterback, and, you know, he has been, and he'll continue to be here. I don't know how that would play into what the Eli Apple trade.
Two of the incredible bargains on sale of the century.
Fire sale, it's hot.
And you never, ever want to yell fire in a theater. And you certainly don't want to yell fire sale in a locker room with everybody wondering, am I next? But it's underway, isn't it? The exodus, the blowout, the rebuild, the purge, the teardown, it is underway. And if you have anything to do with a food reference, you will be gone pronto. Because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? Apple is gone. Now Snacks is gone. And here's a guess. The next to go before next Tuesday's trading deadline, Jack Rabbit. Because Jack B, not so nimble, not so quick, you know from what I'm talking. So the guess, Janoris Jenkins, last seen Monday night with he and his ponytail chasing a 47-yard touchdown. So again, the exodus underway, the Giants, and yes, okay, what is upcoming right now is a little bit of a stretch, but doesn't it seem, if you are going to stretch, the Giants going on a diet, getting rid of anybody with a food name or food reference. All right, Apple. Apple for the 4 and the 7 from yesterday. Snacks today on his way to the NFC North and the Lions for a 5. And you say, well, what is with Jack Rabbit? Come on. Where's the food reference with him? Well, of course, with Jack Rabbit. And more to the point, because over the last year and a half, because he reminds us of Elvis Patterson, we do think he's toast. And the next to go. Later on tonight, when we come on after the Nets and the Cavaliers, and we'll be taking your calls until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. You should know from that. But later on tonight, we'll have some highlights with the New York Knickerbockers and the Miami Heat. And we are going to take a look at the New York Jets. You know about Powell going on the IR. You know about Matthews, the new receiver they picked up. We will later on tonight look at Sam's next big test. He is going to the Windy City. He'll be taking on the elements. He'll be taking on the 2018 version of the Monsters of the Midway. And the hostile crowd that will be there at Soldier Field. And those Bears fans, the Bears and their fans into deep dish and deep diss of all those who invade the Bears territory. We're not expecting Sam Darnold. A work in progress, repeat after me, a work in progress. And last weekend was not very pretty, not very pleasant. But we're not expecting Sam Darnold, even out of Southern California. This is not Matt Leinart. This is not Mark Sanchez. This is Sam Darnold we're talking. And we're not expecting Sam to retreat, not expecting him to shy away from the heat and the pressure that will come from the Mac and the Bears who want a piece of his hide. Again, we'll go into a little bit with Sam Darnold and the New York Jets as they go to the Bears' lair. And they are not in hibernation. They played a very close game last weekend, did they not? 38-31. Trubisky running all over the place, but coming up short. And most likely Sam will be coming up short, but he will, mark my words, he'll give it a game. And with Rishard Matthews, someone to throw to, but no, as you know, Bill L. Powell to hand off to. Tonight is game two of the World Series. Listen, I was out of town last night. Maybe somebody can call me and let me know how the Hollywood Dodgers did. How did Sandy Koufax do? I'm so mean and nasty. How did Sandy do last night? Oh, another postie. What a blip on the radar screen. How rare for Sandy to have a bad postseason as he did last night. How many runs did he give up in like 10 seconds? 5. And how about that Boston bullpen? 5 innings of only 1 run they gave up. Well, how did Eduardo Nunez do last night? I think he did well with this.
Nunez swings it, drives one to left, high and deep by the wall. Gone! 3-run pitch over Eduardo Nunez. Can you believe it? And the Red Sox lead it 8-4.
Oh, geez. How disappointing that must have been for Mary Hart, who was looking for entertainment tonight, and for Larry King, and all the Hollywood celebs. I bet Tommy Lasorda just couldn't have a post-game meal after last night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.